anything.
Take it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called
Rain.
Rain. Something.
Yeah.
It's not a great video.
Yeah.
This is very opposite of those calls.
See, we climbed in 87 steps to the top of the tower, undressing as we climbed, and toppled wet on the branches of your welcoming bed. See, you invited me to read the astonishing astrological predictions you had had tattooed on your most eloquent skin. See, I'm reading still.
Thank you, Gerard. Next up, we're Lisa.
The mouse has come out again.
This is one from a series of poems called In the Absence of Boundaries, the Third Movement, loosely based on the fact that some people can hear music and see colour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make bird sounds.
So before I begin, no birds were hurt in making this. First lift here. I remember the package you sent, wrapped in shiny paper and a heart red bow. I couldn't hold down the joy. I grabbed the knife and slid it open, blood bucketed out, and I was left with wings and the entrails of a nightingale. With a voice from glass, I broke the news to you and said, I'm not violent. I couldn't hurt anything as beautiful as you. You didn't rebuke. You said you'd send another. You left instructions, said, be careful. Put life aside. Contain murderous thoughts. First lift at designated spot. Careful. Do not tear. Then, take songbird out. Listen to it sing softly for hours.
Thank you. Next up on the open mic, Megoy.
I wrote this this evening. It's just a rhyme. I wrote this evening, this rhyme, and it's a bit long. Right, so I'm just going to go, okay. So,
do what? Should I start or?
It starts off very sad, yeah. It, when he gets happy, we'll. Okay, it starts off like, it reminded me of this song at the beginning of it. Up the pen and writes, cause it seems it's all come to an end. The inspiration, once too much, has gone. It seems all the choices you made turned out wrong. Maybe I didn't follow my heart in this, but lost off the track of I thought I had. If it hasn't built a line that can support sound. Once a girl with so many beliefs, thought I was stronger than system slavery. Years with no more possessions than the ones that I carried. But there's a spell to be broken. But with what are? I'm letting all ideas go for something new to start.
Your try. The restoration of
nature as my goal. But the basic human needs are by my control. Oh. For years like I've done, without secure shelter, but I wanted to find home. Home that meant more than a house, that even if you managed to buy, it's not really yours if they want another lay-by. Faster, faster, humans rush towards doom, like the moth to the flame, but what can we do? Unless you go past hunger and cold, reverse the process of getting old. Superman's powers just can't be solved. There's nothing can prop it up, and the curtain's coming down. So to those men in the House of Lords, I say, talking so much rot where you need it. You say you won't cheat where you need it. You're wasting our wealth where you need it. It's over now, it's over now. You're dressing up truth where you need it. To the gold when you need it. Think you're invincible when you need it. It's over now. It's over now. It's over now. It's over now. You had your fun, so take it back. You can't say no. You can't say the shadow.
Irish for Halloween. Souls in single file push towards a gap in time where they can drift back to this world. Those of us still in grief long to hold back the moment the portal closes down. Call out to those we miss, sensing how near they've come to reach us at this time. Tales of an older folk leaving the turf fire's glow to follow a distant flute, where unearthly cries are mingled with the soughing of the wind, the flush of falling leaves. This is the night when we can dare to look before the crack is sealed and they are pulled back into shadows. Let us dance to their lilting tunes and spin out wild among the stars.
Thank you, Mary. James Kelly.
It's
an uplifting poem. It's not by myself. It's by a harmonica player called Rory McLeod. And I wrote this down today by listening to the CD because it was the only place that I could get it from. Two men are kissing in the middle of a field. Two other men have joined them and are hugging them like a shield. Now the rest of the team are running over to hold the man who made them gay for a second by scoring a little goal. And the kisses are decorating their smiles. They're all hugging each other. They're lifting each other's hero and they're carrying him for a mile. The commentator's also getting carried away. And all the listeners are being told about the men who are hugging and kissing each other, and all because of a little doll. The crowd's all throwing their hats in the air. Strangers are kissing strangers everywhere. Orphans are finding fathers. Fathers are finding brothers. And little girls making them all lovers. There's one player's wiping mugs off another player's face. Another's bending down to tie another lace. The game's kicking off. And the referee's blowing his whistle. He's playing a South American tune on it! The team from Argentina giggle. Now all the players are wishing to be held and to hold. They're kicking the ball into their own goals. Unpatriotic football mutineers! The sub reporter coughs. Send them off, bloody queers! Look, they're all hugging each other. They don't want to let each other go. The commentator's getting excited. He's kissing the microphone. The referees are giving both sides free kisses. Their eyes are meeting. They're seeing possibilities. The striker's stopping to shake hands with the defender. The Daily Star reporter shouts, "It's a fix! It's a fix!" But there's a blind boy. He's leading a deaf boy's fingers to his lips. Don't we all have our goals? Aren't we all looking for a pass? The commentator asked, tears running down his face. While the men who lose wash each other's wounds and scrub each other's backs in the shower, will they cry on each other's shoulders? The commentator cried, and he cried, and he cried, and the saxophonist cried too.
Thank you, Joe.
Would you like to set the mood or something like that? Yeah. No, it's not set. 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 It's
not set. It's not set. It's not set. It's not set. It's not set. It's not set. It's not set. It's not set. It's not set. Crossing street sideways to the Nakhlesh, cry of recognition as stable venture, from mousing for duty in coy suit. Confused directions as support act, as we endured until the main event, liked and shared a gaudy with demeanor. Substitution for an event, crossing it well. The hero's arrival understates itself. Chatting with idols, secondary nature. The same one across it, a deadly force. Eating with fingers, a sin to be ignored. In love and a moment, catching pavement. fly orbs and bouquets as we had funerals. As city of leaders recently. Fame and songs, things over. Walking against traffic is par for the course. Life is that jacket pledges its beds. Frostly, God will see it all, she so wishes. Always a break in traffic, testing the patience. Old clergy is concerned, polishing the box, and what is intended, a disaster, great and small. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Next up on the open mic, we have Helen Cavanagh-Rona.
I wrote this about the River Lee, and I can see the River Lee from my window, and I can also see the traffic lights by the Opera House. Does anyone know the traffic lights by the Opera House?
Yeah. Yes.
They're really slow? Okay.
They're not slow.
They are. Okay. So Miss Lee and me, watching the ebb and flow of human city go back and forth, punctuated by St. Anne's bells. Red light, green light, posture wrong, some arms swing, mouths moving, mostly gaping. The lead of bob and sway, bored, with green vomit from the stereotropic voices withering on empty tails, desk job boredom, and dull scum boredom. Her holiday-driven brain hoping to eavesdrop on a modern-day joy, synthesizing his way home and longing for rarity of talent to emerge from the Opera House. Stardom? Listening. As she flows on and on and on she goes, until the fresh water wedge gives jolt of hope. The evening lulls into distant dissonances of Balkan utterances, mingled with Corkonian belting. Moaning and sobbing in a culture of drooling inattentiveness. Sighing over the bridge, back the bridge, run at red lights, wait for yellow bikes, on and on fade to silence into the denouement of the day. Trickling, threading to cross the cobbles, theatrically lit on that square, tail and ready in the air. Yikes, there's one. Not a cat. No creeping. It's a John. Coming. Flew on and on and on. No genius yet. Just the dullard parade and fashion stayed. So roll, roll, roll again, Miss Lee, to live your cursed eternity. Hoping that your water will stay free. And perhaps someday you might meet me.
Thank you, Helen. Next up, Ray Hanan.
I suppose it's a short one, so I don't know, it's up to maybe the tempo. It's about a tooth.
Okay.
I suppose that, but just to fill in the background, I've had a toothache all weekend. So I just said I'd do a poem that started on the same theme. It's called The Mystical Body. Experience must be a tooth. A preparer of my culture's nourishment. rather decayed, yet jagged and useful. Sharp, pointed, and occasionally painful. An irritation of bloody politics.
Thank you, Ray. Next up on the open mic, we have Seamus Cunning.
Silver flutes, tootle, percussions, brush, clarinets, warble, to alto sax gush. Trumpet calling, tambourines jing, hi-hat lifting, to cowbells ring. Sirens blare, notes so shrill, harmonicas bleep, to whistles trill. Banjo's rat-a-tat will curtly reply to conch shell echo of piccolo high. Xylophones hit, a tuba's roll, bongo's rhythm get in the mood. Keyboards persisting, notes so fresh. Guitars bumping, cymbals crash. Oboes blending as fiddles in sync. Driving cats, no time to think. Be
pleased. Thank you, Seamus. Next up, Michael Ray.
I'm hands, tiny stretch marks on her thighs, has started.
You haven't really heard of much now. I used to hear a lot of the old folk kind of manner. I was playing Hurling one day and it just kind of popped to me one of the lads said it can't be bullies. And I was like, did I use that some night? Like, you know. It's a nice bar. I've been here once or twice before. But yeah, it just kind of got me thinking. The last time I was here was quite some time ago. It got me thinking about one of the first bars I was kind of trying to get into with my girlfriend at the time when I was underage anyway, you know. Big bar theory, how to get out of a shite pub, knowing your Britvic 55 from your 45 drive. It happens to every punter at some point. We have the intention of having a quiet or loud pint, only to walk into a scene from a Sergio Leone Western. A pin could drop. You can hear the squeak of the bartender's rag cleaning your potential glass. As the Brillo pad scratches the bronze taps, your knees sets in, your knees of heads turning as you enter the saloon of choice. Hats remain untipped, the broadsheets ruffled. The results into an awkward shuffle towards the bar. Eyeballing you, the regular dismantle your intended consumption with rolling blades. Hats remain untipped, the broadsheets ruffled. This results into an awkward shuffle towards the bar. Maybe you can charm them with a ballad or maybe just a swift death. The latter may suggest in this situation. There is a science to finding the right pub. There is an app to escaping a shit one. When I was younger, I was probably subconsciously learning pub etiquette, much in the same way as a spat was able to survive its first night of life atop a hill propped by a layer of testing wolves. That in itself is the essence being underage and trying to get served alcohol. I remember one of the first disco bars I was in. It had recently been taken over at the time. Despite the refurbishment, it was a relic and a revolutionary on one of the rural corporate early post-scene. All the homes taking on a double meaning at a certain time of day and night depending on its use by revelers. I was wet behind the ears, but dry on the lips. Revelations it was called. Strongly Jack Cider was my poison. It was a spot ahead of its time 10 years too late. Neon lights explore shadows of teenage finger banging on ripped leather couches. European heavy hardcore house music filled up the south distance. From Newmark speakers that were loud enough to make a HSC officer's ears bleed. And yet I am lucky after a revelation after revelation. There wasn't any trouble in the air, people were taking it easy and were laid back in as much of a way you could expect for an early autumn Saturday evening. Yet for the life of me I felt a dormant feel that I had a 20-something come to learn after arriving and freaking the public houses. You get a nose for trouble. I am very lucky after the revelation of the revelation. I asked my date what she wanted to drink. That flap of water babes. As I walked up the meandering steps from the lounge area to the dimly lit bar, I noticed something. For some reason everybody had an earring. Including the cat. Yes, there was a resident cat performing nights, 7 nights of that. I hindsight, I really appreciate the good news of the place. But I suppose at the time I was just concerned that the public was about to ask me how I got on my fucking wings. out to the bar. Pack a flag and a pint of the left label, please. The barber replied, €10, I died. The tall-tub weeping warrior, probably 50-yard, with a flat cap and a prodigy t-shirt, playing with a look of the arse is odd. Prodigy man rose from the bar stool and incidentally doubled the glass of liquor. My nose, I scratch it, but the itch wouldn't subside. I felt it really buzzed, I got these sneezes. I followed my dash down as I sneezed, which caused my head to go forward in a neurologic spasm. I motioned my head away from the side of the brick before the fire. That in itself is a short story. This may not be grace for your presence, or that in a very presence, this may not be grace for your presence. Repeating myself, that's what I do best. The patrons in the shady regions are watching out for me anyway. I regard my health, the impending feeling of getting beat up in front of your problems is enough to trigger any man to fight or fight these things. Thanks very much. Next up, Patrick McGlinchey.
When you run in naked, dive underwater, I become erratic, an addict, hearing what for me. Such intent, like looking at my feet, deep animal gestures on a yoga mat. I know it's morning and stars have fallen, but coming from your eyes is this light.
The lyrics to a song written by Jim Coyle. And Jim Coyle is a singer-songwriter and a founder member of Out of Alba, which is a Celtic folk music group in the Pacific Northwest, Canada. And he wrote the song, and it's on the first album. It's the third track on the first album. And his wife Margaret sings it. They're both in terrible hardship right now, and my heart is with them tonight, so this is good. Sweet those flow. I have missed thee so sadly. My heart almost bled, and the fear of being lost here has filled me with dread. When your voice reassures me from over the sea, and my dreams and my wakings are filled only thee. Sweet does flow over the sea, all the love that we knew. Sweet does flow over the sea, all the love that we knew. But I miss my old country, my family, my friends. Lost and lonely, it's sad once again. Your voice reassures me from over the sea, saying, I will be with you. My heart is with thee.
I didn't think about the jazz festival when I came in tonight, so this is a tough one. Michael Collins. See what you can do with that. Michael Collins' Revolver. Stuck in the holster still, hanging from a coat rack in West Cork by a long leather strap, tweed jackets on either side. The safety catch is rusted. The Smith & Wesson would have been a better call. But when Pierce put the three guns down before him, he chose the Luger. The old lady in the house never met Collins. His grandniece. She thinks that it was her dad's gun. Only the brown stained portraits on the piano. Hark back to those long forgotten troubles. She buys her shopping in Lidl on a Saturday. Climbs the stairs to take a rest in her sprung bed. Pushes back the curtains to see the street below. The unswept footpaths of Emmett Square. All along the windowsill of her bedroom, fridge magnets propped against the glass mark Bernice's holidays through the 70s. Benidorm, Fungarola, Benidorm. When the clock strikes three in the hall, the last thread tears on the leather strap. Luger lunges for the parquet tiles, flipping backwards out of the holster towards the floor. The gunshot roars through the house as the single bullet rips from the barrel, enters the ceiling through Maisie's bedroom, cuts through the soft mattress and enters her room. It was amazing how it missed the springs, the coroner reported. And perhaps she only felt a sharp pain, like a heart attack. The local paper didn't have the guts to run the headline. Collins kills his own grandniece, 96 years after being the law.
Thanks very much. Next up, Eugene Crowley.
Lake Jack Corner.
Lake
Jack Corner. In the corner.
One, two. Cooper, on Aaron, Miss Blaze, Finn, Toddler from the cockpit, the lad from Tyrone, dreaming of a land with carpet. Yeah, in fact, Mara William, Finn, Sever, the lore, the lad from the Shagod, and we are all rich. Trauma Medina, Friday evening, last May, the next dawn, outside the Hibernian Hotel, Winthrop Street, the Pukali, Ovik, Loite, in Elena Bona, the beautiful young volunteers in their white shirts, on Ben, the woman, in a guna, in St. Angela's dress, the horror, the horror, the horror, she made.
Thanks, Eugene. Rosie.
I don't have a poem. I just Liam Heafy. I just wanted to take a minute to remember him and say thanks, Liam, for coming and spending your time with us in the last couple of years. He was a very old man, basically, that used to come and used to sit in that chair. He was like Mr. Magoo, the walking stick, and got up and read poems a few times. And he was great, and he passed away on Friday, and I'm going to miss him loads. I think most people here that kind of know him well. And I just think it'd be lovely if he could play a tune that would suit an old man with a ferocious spirit. Like, you know, he'd be chewing on his painkillers like back there, and he came out whenever he could, and he was great for the chat, and he loved people. So if we could just end the night with a tune for Liam, I think that would be appropriate. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Antonio, last the open mic tonight, we have 10 people coming. Coming. Please put your hands together once again for Sarah Clancy. And one more round of applause for the amazing Jazz Messengers.